Hi, and welcome to this demo of using voice control on the iPhone. And in this demo, I want to show you a few of the things you can do with voice control as far as commanding the iPhone to navigate and using voiceover commands, and just a quick demo of also doing voice dictation as well. But primarily, I tend to use it for command navigation rather than voice dictation. Let me first of all say that I find if I turn it on with Siri, sometimes it actually doesn't turn on, even though that VoiceOver and Siri reckons it's on. So I tend to always turn it on manually by just going into Settings, Accessibility, Voice Control, and tapping Voice Control on. If I turn voice control off using Siri, then it's fine. It's just doing it the opposite way around. I don't find it's very reliable. And then, of course, you've also got to select your language. Now, it currently only supports English, United States, United Kingdom, and India type English voices. Doesn't support Australian. But what I find with the Australian accent, it's fine with the United States voice. There's only one command it tends to ignore when I try and say it, or two commands actually, very similar, but I'll get onto that. So once it's turned on, you can say two words to either put it to sleep or wake it up. So if I say, wake up, okay, it's now awake. If I say, go to sleep, okay, I've put it to sleep, so it stopped. It's going to ignore me now. Wake up. Okay, and let me start with some of the system commands first, then I'll get on to some voiceover ones. Open Control Center.
Control Center. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off. Actions available.
Go home.
FaceTime.
Open Notifications Center.
Notification Center. iPhone, 1, Lena, Beth O'Leary, The Switch, from Audible.
Okay, that's the book I'm currently listening to. Go home.
FaceTime.
Open App Switcher.
App Switcher. YouTube. Actions available.
Go home.
Podcasts. FaceTime.
And of course, if I want to activate Siri, I can just use the open command plus the word Siri. So let's just try this one. Open Siri. What is the date for Christmas this year?
Christmas Day is on Saturday, the 25th of December, 2021.
And because Siri is on the screen, I'm just going to say, go home. And
FaceTime.
Thank you. And if I want to open any application up, I just say open and the name of the application. So if I just could say my good old used application, open Twitter.
Twitter, back, button.
Okay, and there we go. Go home. Now, if I forget what I want to say with a command, if I just say something like scroll.
Suggested commands, scroll left, scroll down.
Okay, I get hints, which is actually quite handy to remind yourself what to do. Scroll right.
AI dungeon.
Okay, so I'm scrolling page by page. Scroll left. Okay,
six now, new items.
Now, it didn't speak, so I'm going to say voiceover, select first item.
FaceTime.
There we go. Another really cool command. I like this one. So let me just do the primary command first. Scroll right.
ABC listen.
Now, if I want to get to my 14th page of scrolling, because I've already said the first command first, which was scroll right, if I now say repeat and then the number and then times, it will execute the same command, in this case 13 times, to get to my 14th page. So let's try that. Repeat 13 times.
YouTube, 25 new items.
And if I jump to the first item of the screen, voiceover, select first item.
YouTube, 25 new items.
Or voiceover, select last item.
Dog. Music.
And if I want to go to the previous item on the screen, of course, I can say VoiceOver, select previous item.
Messages, 9 in red messages.
Or VoiceOver, select next item.
Music.
Okay. So if I'm going to go and find the weather, for example, let me just do this. Go home.
FaceTime.
Okay, now I think from memory, weather's about the fourth or fifth icon if I flick to the right. So let's do this. VoiceOver, select next item.
Calendar. Monday, the 15th of March, 11 new notifications.
Okay, now we want to repeat that same command. So repeat 4 times.
Photos, camera, mail, clock, 10:57.
Ah, not quite there. So VoiceOver, select next item.
Maps.
VoiceOver, select next item.
Weather.
There we go. VoiceOver, activate.
Weather. Nerera. No weather information available.
Yeah, okay. That was quick. All right. Go home.
Weather.
Okay. Now, of course, I can also say press or tap and then the name of the thing I want to press or tap. So if I say tap settings.
Settings.
I can say here, VoiceOver, select next item.
Search. Search field.
Repeat 3 times.
David Woodbridge, aeroplane mode, Wi-Fi, Wood Eyes End, button.
And one more. VoiceOver, select next item.
Bluetooth, on, button.
VoiceOver, activate.
Settings, Bluetooth.
Okay, and I've got into Bluetooth settings. If I want to go back to the previous page, I just say, go back.
Bluetooth, on, button.
Okay, and I go back to the previous page. So let's just go back to the main home screen. Go home. And of course, I can use those movement commands with VoiceOver, select next item, VoiceOver, select previous item, VoiceOver, activate. And I just pause between those two commands so it wouldn't activate, to also activate items through the app switcher. So if I say, open app switcher.
App switcher. Settings. Active.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Weather. Active. Actions available.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
YouTube. Actions available.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Superleader. Actions available.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Magnifier. Actions available.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
VIP code reader. Actions available.
VoiceOver, activate.
VIP code reader. Scan. Heading.
And that's just a QR code detection app.
No code.
Which is no code available. Go home. Go home.
Face.
All right. So, in the same deal, I can navigate the notification center and the control center. It's the same thing. I can also access the status line at the top of the screen with VoiceOver. So, I can say, VoiceOver, select status bar.
1102, status bar item.
VoiceOver, select next item.
Mobile, 1 of 4 bars, signal strength.
VoiceOver, select next item.
Wood Eyes End, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars.
VoiceOver, select last item.
100 battery power, charging, status bar item.
Okay, so I can jump around the status bar quite nicely as well. Go home.
Home, FaceTime.
And of course, I've also got my VoiceOver double tap, magic tap. So if I say VoiceOver, magic tap.
Like this without letting it touch her. You ready? B, Nina? The CEO's assistant calls as he makes his way
over to the office. VoiceOver, magic tap.
I stand, and my head lurches.
Okay, so I can start and stop a book playing. Let me just do a dictation in Twitter. So I can do open Twitter.
Selected, Twitter, notifications tab.
Okay, let me go to the bottom of the
selected
screen.
Selected, notifications tab, one new item, try, lock screen.
I don't want to lock my screen. That's going to keep you giving these help tips. VoiceOver, select last item.
Messages tab.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Selected. Notifications tab. One new item.
Okay, and I want to go back 1, 2, 3 more times. So repeat 3 times.
Search and explore. Home tab. Compose tweet. Button.
VoiceOver, activate.
What's happening? What's happening? Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Just doing a quick test.
Just doing a quick test.
Using voice control on the iPhone with VoiceOver.
Using voice control on the iPhone with VoiceOver.
Command mode.
Say dictation mode to dictate normally.
Okay, now I've just done that to stop it dictating anymore, because if I kept talking, it would just put it into the text. VoiceOver, select previous item.
David Woodbridge, VA, Woodbridge. David Woodbridge,
VA, VoiceOver, select previous
button.
Item.
A photo containing an adult. Tweet, button.
Tap tweet.
Account, Twitter notification. Your tweet was sent.
Sometimes I do it that manual way about moving around, because sometimes I actually forget what the actual buttons are on the screen to tell voice control to actually press it. The other one I like doing sometimes is just being able to sort of quickly move around different objects like I was doing with scrolling. So if I go into Audible, open Audible.
Twitter, Audible. Audible, home, image, possible text, Audible.
Okay, and I want to go down the bottom of the screen. So VoiceOver, select last item.
Tab bar, profile, tab, 4 of 4.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Discover, tab, 3 of 4.
VoiceOver, select previous item.
Library, tab, 2 of 4.
VoiceOver, activate. VoiceOver, select first item.
Search, button.
Okay, now I think the start of my book list is normally about 11 flicks to the right, so I've got to do the first flick to the right first manually. VoiceOver, select next item.
Selected, titles, button.
Repeat 11 times.
Genres, collections, select, not start, started, downloaded, finished, 800, sort by, select, The Switch, by Beth O'Leary, 1 completed, 10 hours, 8 minutes remaining,
and there we
button.
Go, that's the book that I just actions got available. For, as part of the daily $3 or so here in Australia book purchase. So if I do, VoiceOver, select next item.
Menu, button.
VoiceOver, actions select available. Next item.
An Echo of Things to Come by James Islington. 50 completed. 13 hours.
Okay,
12 minutes remaining.
I
button.
Was actions reading available. Before I got the $3 daily deal today. So if I do VoiceOver activate.
An Echo of Things to Come by James Islington.
By the end of his chapter life, 24. The system that Weir had grown up knowing, the circumstances in which he had written this account were as different as they could possibly have been. Weir rubbed at his eyes again, wanting
voice
to keep
over,
going, but
magic
conceding
tab.
That he could not. Judging from the
go home.
Face.
Now, there's another really cool command you can also do with VoiceOver. So if I say VoiceOver, read all.
FaceTime, calendar. Monday, the 15th of March, 11 new notifications. Photos, camera, mail, no unread emails.
VoiceOver,
clock,
stop speaking. 11:12,
maps, weather, reminders, two tasks due today, notes.
VoiceOver,
docs,
stop
news,
speaking.
Books, App Store, podcast.
Okay, so as you heard, I had to use that command twice to get to stop talking. And you can also say, what can I say? And you can't use the sale command with the VoiceOver command to read that screen. So if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Some commands you can say. Heading.
Some commands you can say. Now I'm just using my normal touchscreen.
Show grid with count columns.
Show grid with count columns.
Show actions for item name. Display list of additional actions. Scroll down. Scroll to next page. Long press item name. Show grid with count rows. Scroll to bottom. Show vocabulary. Mute sound. Turn off speaker sound. Rotate to portrait. Turn down volume. Adjust device volume. Done. Button.
So top left-hand side of the screen. Double tap on done.
Done.
So I can say turn up volume.
Okay. Camera.
Or turn down volume.
Try. Turn down volume.
Turn down volume. Okay. And just you're wondering, yes, you can dial a number. Open phone.
Phone. Text field. Phone number. Text field.
Okay. Now, I think I'm already in the right field, but if I wasn't, I can do VoiceOver. Select last item.
Tab bar. Voicemail. Four items. Tab. 5 of 5.
VoiceOver. Select previous item.
Selected. Keypad. Tab. 4 of 5.
So I could just say tap keypad to activate the right tab, which I've already done. So if I want to dial Vision Australia, for example, I can say tap 1.
1.
Tap 3.
3.
Tap 0.
0.
Tap 0.
0.
Tap 8.
8.
Tap 4.
4.
Tap 7.
7.
Tap 4.
4.
Tap 6.
6.
Tap 6.
6.
Tap call.
Voice control is phone call, Vision Australia.
And there we go. Just called Vision Australia.
Thank you for calling Vision Australia.
And
we support people who are blind.
Voice control is now listening.
And as you can tell, as soon as it engaged the phone call, it said voice control is no longer listening. So you can invoke a phone call. Unfortunately, you can't end the call with voice control. So that's a bit of a pity, actually. Now, remember at the beginning, I said that there was a couple of commands that didn't respond. And it's probably because I'm using the Australian accent. Let me just go into mail and just show you. Open mail.
Mail. Mailboxes. Back button.
Okay, and I want to get to the first message. So if I do voiceover, select next item.
Edit. Button.
Repeat 4 times.
All inboxes. Search. Andres.
I just stopped the voice there myself manually. So if I do voiceover, select previous rotor option.
Delete.
Okay, so that's using now the default actions menu in the rotor. So I can delete that message. So I can just say voiceover, activate.
Deleted. Replied, Chris.
That works fine for selecting the current rotor option, but what I can't get it to do is to select the previous or next rotor item. So if I say voiceover, select next rotor. Voiceover, select previous rotor. So as you can tell, if that command's valid, it doesn't activate it. So, and I think that's got to do with my non-United States accent. Let me just try it one more time. Voiceover, select next rotor. No, so there you go. Anyway, go home. Go to sleep. And there we go. So that's a bit of a play around with for you with using the voice control on the iPhone. And as you can see, it's pretty usable. Most of the time, I just have my iPhone voice control running, sitting on my little charging stand here, and just use it with my voice. So pretty cool. Anyway, I will leave you to it. And as I say in all my demos, thanks for listening, and bye for now.